All right, we're here at Melbourne Airport. I've got Chief Officer Operations Tim Wiebusch about to see off the latest deployment of SES and CFA volunteers up to northern New South Wales. Tim, tell us a little bit about this deployment.
Jamie, this deployment brings together the capabilities of both CFA and SES, volunteers and staff, and all about community engagement. So they'll be going up into the flood ravaged areas of northern New South Wales to really get in amongst the community, connect with them, make sure they've got the information and access to services that they need after what's been a really devastating flood.
Now, there's about 38 people here at the airport congregating behind me. What sort of response? Is it hard to get SES volunteers to go away to something like this? What sort of response did you get when you put the call out?
Look, we've had a fantastic response from both SES and CFA volunteers. They've really rallied to the cause here. We had no difficulty getting the 38 members that are going away today. We're expecting that we'll have a similar contingent going away later this week again. And can't thank their employers and their families enough for making them available to go and serve those flood-ravaged New South Wales communities.
And today, of course, the 8th of March is International Women's Day. It seems like you've got a really good gender balance and plenty of female volunteers as well.
Look, it's fantastic that on International Women's Day we can celebrate the many roles that our females play right across our emergency management sector, and that's being evidenced here today with over 50% of those that are heading off to New South Wales being our female members across CFA and SES.
That's great. Thanks heaps for your time.
Thanks, Jamie.